Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On a sensational Sunday.
Before Labor Day.
That's right.
We'll talk more about that later.
Yes, we will. Our Do Not Fear scripture today is from Psalm 36. Probably sounds like David because I might have to pause and think about it. But he said, I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side.
Wow.
That's what you call confidence in
confidence.
The living God.
Amen.
Whoa.
On today's call, we're going to discuss, don't play financial or spiritual Marco Polo. You'll understand as we go along.
That's right.
I don't have any money to give. I can't tell you how many times a day I read or hear that expression. Yeah, but yet it troubles me every time I hear it or see it. Sadly, the statement is made by devoted and devout believers, full of the Holy Ghost who believe in healing, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the power of God. Yet when it comes to their current situation, response is, I don't have any money. I've had conversation with some of the folks who've written, I don't have any money. I asked them, do you believe the Word of God? Answer is always yes. Do you believe that God loves you? Answer is also always yes. Do you believe 3 John 2, where it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers? And the answer generally is yes. Do you believe Proverbs 18:21, when it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue? Do you believe Hebrews 11:1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen? Do you believe God wants you to prosper? Answer is yes. Do you believe Deuteronomy 8:18, where the scripture says that God has given you the power, the ability to get wealth? The answer is yes. Do you believe God is no respecter of persons? The answer also should be yes. Invariably, the folks who write, I don't have any money, answer yes to all those questions. But yet they continue to make a statement that is not only scripturally inaccurate, weak in faith, and self-defeating, but worse, it empowers the enemy's attacks through the power of their words. The problem with thinking negative thoughts is that you will ultimately express them verbally. When and if that happens, we must position ourselves not to ignore the word, but to claim the word and speak it, confess it out loud. Matthew 12:34 says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That same scripture, Matthew 12:34, in the New Living Translation, says it like this. You brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Did you catch that? Whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Matthew 12:35. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things.
Hallelujah. Let's break it down, honey. Give it the anatomical flow. Heart, head, and mouth.
That's it.
Heart, head, mouth. So what we think, what we remember, we speak, and it just really happens that simply. In Matthew 12:36 and 37, it says, But I say to you that every idle word, now listen up, because this always makes me pause, that every idle word that men shall speak, that's you and me, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. That really makes you think. Stop and think.
Yes, it does.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for idle is Ergos, G692, and it means lazy, shunning the labor which one ought to perform. Strong's Concordance also lists Brady's, I don't know, Brady's, G1021, which is a synonym for what we just talked about, and it means dull, inactive, in mind, stupid, slow to apprehend or believe. That word, Brady's, only appears twice in Scripture. The first time is in Luke 24:25, where it says, Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Classic Amplified says Luke 24:25 this way. And Jesus said to them, O foolish ones, sluggish in mind, dull of perception and slow of heart to believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on everything that the prophets have spoken. So, if you don't believe, if you speak negative idle words, then you are, according to the scripture, slow of heart to believe. The second use of the word Brady's is found in James 1:19, where it says, Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So it's pretty clear that we're able, or we're to think, really, before we speak, and that idle words are against everything the prophets have spoken and the promises that the Word of God contains. The dictionary, the collegiate dictionary, defines idle as lacking worth or basis. Speaking idle words is not a very smart thing to do.
No, it's not. It has no value to your life. In fact, it's very clear in the scripture that you'll be judged by the words that you speak. Matthew 12:36-37 in the Bible. And I tell you this, that you must give account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. Your words now reflect your fate. Either you will be justified by them or you'll be condemned by them. An idle word is also one that has no basis in Scripture. Matthew 12:36-37. Message translation. I promise you that on the day of judgment, everyone will have to give an account for every careless word they've spoken. On that day, they'll be told that they're either innocent or guilty because of the things they've said. And one more thing. Our words empower the devil, no doubt about it. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of his transgressor shall eat violence.
Wow.
You might have a magnetic power. They will draw to your life thoughts and actions that have the power to shape your destiny. Proverbs 18:20-21, Classic Amplified. A man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of its mouth, and with the consequence of his words, he must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who judge it shall eat of the fruit thereof, for death or life.
You know, that about the words of our mouth, we really ought to truthfully have a lesson on it once a week just to keep us in tune to what it is that we're saying and careful about what we're saying.
I agree with that.
So our words have consequences, and the enemy, the point of it is the enemy is ever ready to use them against us.
No doubt about it. They do. Our words do have consequences. As you said, the enemy is always ready to exploit any and everything we say. 1 Peter 5:8. Be well balanced, temper, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. According to Strong's Concordance, Greek word for seeking, G2212, and it means to seek in order to find. How are you? How will the enemy find you? He'll be listening to your voice. Make no mistake about it. The devil is playing a life and death version of the children's game Marco Polo. When he says, Marco, and you said, I can't give because I'm broke, he's found you. We're not telling you to ignore what you perceive to be your current financial situation, but we are telling you to, number one, don't make matters worse by the words of your mouth. Number two, confess and possess the promises of God.
And Ephesians 1:18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The truth of the matter is, and boy, if this isn't just good news, you could jump up and down, run around.
Hallelujah.
God doesn't want you broke because it hinders his plan for your life, the establishment of the covenant that he wants his children to be able to bring into this world. We need to do a lot of things in this world, and he can't use us if we're broken, busted, and disgusted. So we thank God that we are not broke. We're not going to confess we're broke, because we're going to say, you know what? God provides more than enough to do all the things he's called us to do. And I am he who says I am. There you go. And I can and I will do everything he's destined me to do.
Say that again, baby.
It says, I am who he says I am, all those promises, and I can do and will do everything he's destined me to do. And each one of you
Hallelujah.
Listening to the sound of
Hallelujah.
Our voice. And tonight we have Rich Thoughts TV.
Yes, we do.
And we want you to join us. Hallelujah.
6 p.m. Eastern. You can do it by going to
HaroldHerring.com. It's my favorite. Join Harold and Bev. That's
yep.
what it says.
Or you can go to YouTube,
yep.
Rich Thoughts TV,
online.
Or you can go to Savior Connect, SavorConnect, connect.com.
Our Savior Connect.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a great social media
site. It's an alternative to the crazy people. I'm just kidding. A lot of good people on there, too. But anyway, point being, tonight,
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Take your choice. Last week, I watched all three.
Yeah, we did. I can pull them all up.
So until
tonight,
6 p.m. Eastern, and every Monday or every day at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.